And here is the writer's almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of August, 2014. Louis Armstrong's birthday, New Orleans, 1901. When he was 6, he sang in a vocal quartet and performed on street corners. The Karnofskys, a family of Russian Jews, hired Louis to work on their junk wagon, and he bought his first cornet with money that the family lent him. Sent to reform school, 1913, he was 12 years old, and that's where he learned to play the cornet. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Hayden, born in Detroit, 1913. He was skinny, severely nearsighted, grew up in the ghetto, and was made fun of by other children. He went off to become a poet teacher for many years at Fisk University and became poet laureate consultant to the Library of Congress in 1985. Robert Hayden, who said, "Art is not an escape, but a way of finding order in chaos, a way of confronting life." It's the birthday of the author of Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope, Barack Obama, born in Honolulu, 1961. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world." That was Percy Bysshe Shelley, born in Sussex, England, 1792. The Norwegian novelist Knut Hamsun, born in Lom, Norway, 1859, grew up very poor. He was an indentured servant to his uncle when he was a boy, escaped at the age of 14, came to the United States, became a streetcar operator in Chicago, and then went back to Norway and wrote his early novels, his novel Hunger, in 1890. And it was on this day, 1944, that Anne Frank, 15 years old, was arrested by the Gestapo in Amsterdam, along with her family and 4 other Jews who were living in hiding and 2 Dutch helpers. They had been in hiding more than 2 years in a secret space in the warehouse where her father's company had its offices. He ran a company that sold pectin for jam and herbs and spices for meats. 8 of them living in about 500 square feet of livable space. They had to be silent all day. They couldn't flush the toilet, couldn't open windows. They were terrified of being discovered. Their survival depended on 4 Dutch workers in Otto Frank's factory who brought them food nearly every day and library books and magazines and clothes and news from the outside world. And through it all, Anne Frank kept a diary. She'd been given the diary for her 13th birthday, and she wrote about all the normal aspects of life, until on this day in 1944, acting on a tip from an anonymous Dutch caller, the Gestapo came in and took them all away. One of the Dutch helpers, Miep Gies, found the diary scattered on the floor, and she held on to it. Otto Frank, the father, was the only one of the 8 who survived the concentration camps. He came back, found the diary, and published it because Anne had written that she wanted to publish it. It came out in English in 1952, and it has sold more than 30 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "What Gorgeous Thing." I do not know what gorgeous thing the bluebird keeps saying, his voice easing out of his throat, beak, body, into the pink air of the early morning. I like it, whatever it is. Sometimes it seems the only thing in the world that is without dark thoughts. Sometimes it seems the only thing in the world that is without questions that can't and probably never will be answered. The only thing that is entirely content with the pink, then clear, white morning and gratefully says so. What Gorgeous Thing, a poem by Mary Oliver from Blue Horses, published by Penguin, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.